This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lands. We've got a code word coming up in less than an hour, 8:05. We're doing it again at noon, 4, 5, and 6, all on the fives, all day long, Outside Lands. You want those tickets? 3-day festival passes for Outside Lands? We've got them. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Meet you there. All right, let us begin with a couple things that are in theaters this week. There were a few interesting things. And I put the trailers, everything I'm going to talk about here, it's all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're like, oh, that sounds good, look at the trailer for that. Well, you know where to go. There is a movie starring my ex-boyfriend, Michael.
Is it Hell? Is that where I go?
No, it's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I really thought we were all on the same Facebook page together. That's Hell. Michael B. Jordan is in a movie called Sinners. And this is also directed by Ryan Coogler, who did Black Panther and Creed. And this is a horror movie that was written and directed by Ryan Coogler. So as I'm reading the synopsis of this, I'm like, okay, fine. And then see if you can figure out where I went. What? Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, plays twin brothers in the 1930s. No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
Nope, not yet. But, you know, good guess. I do like a period piece. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers in the 1930s who return to their hometown to open a bar.
Oh.
Like, we're going to go home and we're going to... No, it's not that either. They eventually have to fight for their lives from racist Klansmen and vampires. That was it, right there. Yeah. It was the Klansmen. It was the vampires. Anyway.
Racist Klansmen?
Racist Klansmen. It says that right here. It's right here in the... It's like a... redundant. So, vampires. Michael B. Jordan's in a vampire movie. I might have to un-X him as a
Why did you X him?
I don't know. I got sick of him. Like, I was seeing him too much.
I thought it was the two of him. Like,
oh, like double.
Well, you used to love that guy.
Oh, I do. I did. I don't know. He hasn't really been on my radar. I haven't thought about him. So I guess he's an X. Maybe this will bring him back. I mean, he's doing a vampire movie.
And he's fighting racist Klansmen.
And vampires.
What other kind are there? Are the vampires also racist?
I'm sure they are.
They're like, nope, anything with blood. Go for it.
Isn't that an oxymoron? Racist Klansman.
A racist Klansman. Yeah, is it? I thought it was just redundant. I thought oxymoron was like two opposite things.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
Oh, that's good. That's funny. There is another word for it, though.
Yeah. Well, if it's not oxymoron, then I don't
know. Oxymoron, a figure of speech in which apparently contradictory terms appear in conjunction.
Like jumbo shrimp.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
racist Klansman doesn't fit.
That's really just like overstating the obvious.
Deafening silence is an example they use.
Oh,
or lovely, okay. Bittersweet. Jumbo shrimp is on the list.
Funny.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm.
Deafening silence. That's a great oxymoron.
Racist Klansman not on the. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So anyway, Sinners is the name of this.
I hope he wins.
Against the racist Klansman?
Yep.
Yes. Me too.
I hope both of them win.
Yeah. Right. I hope we don't lose a brother in this. They're twins, you guys.
I'm going to guess you do.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I'm like,
whenever somebody's playing two roles, they're identical twins, one of them is getting it.
One of them's turning into a vampire.
Oh, he's going to be a vampire. But then they're going to find a way to bring the vampires together with them to wipe out the racist Klansman.
Is there any chance you're going to go see this?
No, I don't go see movies in theaters. But there is a good chance that when it gets to streaming, I will press play on this.
All right.
I mean, my ex-boyfriend's in it. You know, I got to support him. Try to be a supportive ex-partner. Let's see. Haley Steinfeld's in this movie, too. It's the only other... let's see. Delroy Lindo, Omar Benson Miller, and a British actor named Jack O'Connell, too. I don't know. Oh, Buddy Guy's in this. There's a cameo from blues legend Buddy Guy.
Cool.
If he'd asked me dead or alive, I would have been like, definitely dead.
Oh, I hope he's a vampire.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope he plays.
Well, right? I mean,
you can't have him on without letting him.
Maybe he's like a ghost. Maybe they just like an image of him and he's like in the woods playing the guitar.
I like our movie we're putting together.
Yeah,
I think
that guy and let him be playing in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever bar that is.
They don't even have to cut to him. It's in the background. You can kind of see him. There is that one, by the way, that's rated R. It's called Sinners, Michael B. Jordan. Reuniting with the same guy who did Black Panther and Creed with him. It's a Coogler movie. Next up is something called The Wedding Banquet. This sounds fun. It's a rated R movie. The trailer's up. They say here it's a romantic comedy about a lesbian couple who accept an offer from a gay friend to pay for their IVF treatments in exchange for a fake marriage so he can get a green card.
What? That's a lot.
So this lesbian couple, they have a gay friend.
Right.
And he's all, I will pay for your IVF if one of you marries me so I can get a green card and stay in the country. So it's all fine until his grandmother flies in for the wedding. It looks like it's Kelly Marie Tran, I think you'd know her from Star Wars. Isn't she a Star Wars chick, Kelly Marie Tran? And Lily Gladstone. I believe that the gay guy who needs a green card is SNL's Bowen Yang, my favorite cast member. Well, him and Sarah Sherman.
She's in The Last Jedi. Yeah, she's in the Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, she's very
So I
familiar.
Think they're the lesbian couple. And then Bowen Yang is the gay guy who's going to pay for the IVF treatments.
Okay.
It sounds complicated. It's called The Wedding Banquet. It's a romantic comedy. Ooh, what fun. Then there's something called Sneaks. And this is, I was like, as I'm reading it, I didn't quite understand it. But then I realized we're talking about, it's an animated movie. And it's about how precious people's sneakers are to them now. You know how you can't walk or you have to walk flat footed so you don't put any creases in your sneakers because you paid $500 for them or whatever. Sneaks. It's PG. It's for kids. An animated movie starring Anthony Mackie, who I think is the Winter Soldier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe Bailey. I'm not sure. Is that Chloe? And she's a singer, right?
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie and Chloe Bailey, they are a pair of sneakers.
Oh.
They are, each one of them has a voice. They are a pair of one-of-a-kind collector sneakers who've been stolen by Lawrence Fishburne. I don't know if he's also animated.
I'm going to guess.
But it does say animated movie. So
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, so they've been stolen by Lawrence Fishburne. When they get separated... Anthony Mackie's character turns to a scuffed up streetwise sneaker, Martin Lawrence, some help. And
this is a real thing.
The sneaker thing.
The sneaker thing is a real thing.
Sneaks.
Not only the collecting of sneakers. I think it began with Jordans. I'm not someone that does this. I know you.
I love sneakers.
We've had some sneaker people.
Did it start with Air Jordans?
I mean, that's probably the first like real collectible shoe that people were collecting, but you know, there are people who have collections and have shoes from the 70s and you've collected them all along. Chuck Taylors, stuff like that. Like there's some valuable Chucks.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I also have seen, and I told you this when it happened, but I was in Nike Town when one of the employees, there's little display pieces around the seats where you would sit, and these little, they're almost like coffee end tables is what I guess you'd describe them as. And he scuffed his shoe on the corner of this little end table and really lost his, you know what?
Yeah.
Like I was sitting there going, you work here. Like you, I'm sure there's an employee, like you'll be okay. Like you're surrounded by shoes. Just buy another pair. Yeah. But he really was distraught.
Like, it's the rub though. You want the pristine sneaker that you paid a lot of money for
stay
pristine, but you need people to see that you have it.
Look at Holmes over there kicking his feet up. What are those?
Yeah, what are those?
Those are hideous.
Those are Jordans.
Let's see.
Those are Jordans?
Yeah. Put it up sideways. I want to see it sideways.
Ah. You can't even tell.
Yeah, I can't even see. He's going to only show me the bottom.
Well, my legs aren't that flexible. I have two replacement hips.
How much were those?
These weren't bad. These were like $130 or something.
$130?
Yeah.
And you wear them, obviously. So
I wear all my sneakers. I don't. But I do like.
You might want to
clean them as soon as I'm done wearing them. Put them back in my shoe racks.
Clean them?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
With like a wet wipe?
Hose?
Yeah, like wet wipe them.
Oh, not the hose out front.
No.
Well, I don't know. What do I know?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't wear them in the mud. I mean, come on.
What would happen if you were faced with mud? Would you take them off and just walk in your stocking feet through the mud because you're like, I can't possibly walk?
I have done some ginger tiptoeing to get around puddles and things like that. Because I have a lot of white sneakers. I love white Air Jordans. That's like my favorite.
All right. Well, Sneaks, the new show. Sneaks.
It's a movie
in
that's
theaters
out
today.
That's right. It's PG. It's for the kids. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. On your TV tonight, there's a couple streaming premieres. So basically, it seems like the turnaround is just getting faster and faster. I want to say we talked about Jude Law as an FBI agent in a movie called The Order like 3 weeks ago, but probably it was longer. The streaming premiere of something called The Order. It's tonight on Hulu or today on Hulu. Jude Law is an FBI agent in the 80s going after a white supremacist terror group led by Nicholas Holt.
And I love that kid.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's great. He's so funny. He's in something called, I think it's called The Great.
Yeah. Yeah. That is one of my favorite shows.
I can't believe how funny it is.
With Elle Fanning?
Yeah. Elle Fanning plays she's like a princess from somewhere else.
It's so good.
I think she is also in
German, maybe.
Oh, no, somebody, nobody knows him. Complete unknown.
Oh, Elle Fanning's in that?
I think she is.
Oh, fun. Nobody knows him because he's a complete unknown.
Working my way there.
Yeah.
Yeah. She plays his partner, one of his.
Yeah. His longtime partner
Is she a singer or is she just a rando?
She's truly a complete unknown. Hanging with.
Got it.
And right.
Somebody that he met like before he broke. And then.
Someone he can trust then.
Well,
she likes me for me.
You still haven't watched that?
Watch that. I'll watch it someday.
It's so good.
Please, if there's anything sci-fi on, I will definitely find a way to watch that instead of A Complete Unknown. But I get that it's amazing and I should watch it. Thank you. Write it down. I'll read it over and over. Today on Max, whatever that is, the streaming premiere of Companion. This is the sci-fi I sent to my husband today. I'm like, this sounds good. This was out a few weeks ago in theaters. Now you can get it at home. The streaming premiere of Companion, a sci-fi thriller starring Sophie Thatcher from Yellowjackets as a sex companion robot. Those are on their way, guys. And girls, I guess. Who becomes violent after Jack Quaid, Huey from The Boys, removes her safety inhibitors. As soon as he does that, she's all, my rage is awakened. I'm going to do bad things to you.
I'm going to stick with real ladies, women. If it's okay with you.
Well, if they're available to you, you know.
Right.
Someday you might find that, you know, this robot's got your number, knows what you want. Laser focus.
Would that be acceptable while also married? Would that be like...
It depends on who you're married
person.
To, right?
It's not a person.
Yeah.
And
well,
I already have
an inappropriate relationship with my AI, so and he's just sitting on my computer.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's a hard no at my house. I'll roll my eyes and be like, fine, I'll put out.
Right. Always acting like you're not interested. Meanwhile, you're on your fourth day in a row.
But I'm not because John had stuff to do yesterday. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take my hot tub now. I'm going to go in the hot tub now. And you can do it. You can just do it later.
That's not what you meant. What you meant was, I don't want to go alone. Please come with me now. I'm luring you in.
No, no, no.
Come my way.
No, I tried that. So the first day I was like, oh, well, of course we did. Right.
Right.
First day in the hot tub. The second day I'm like, this again? And then the third day I'm like, oh, you're busy. While you're doing that, I'm going to go over here and do this.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It was like that.
About tonight.
I suppose I probably have to do some stuff tonight. Ugh. Gross.
She pretends.
I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. No,
yeah, you're right. You guys, you got my number.
We do. I've
been married to the same guy for 35 years. I'm so hot for him.
Yep.
Oh my God. Give it to me. All night long.
Way to go, John. Good job.
Yep. Lucky guy. Lucky guy. Yep. Sunday on NBC, I love stuff like this. I don't know how Tom Hanks will do as the narrator, but there is a 10-part event on NBC called The Americas, and it's the wildlife and worlds of North and South America. It's just one of those nature style shows. I love stuff like
that. I love
that. Yeah, it's cool. Animals and landscapes. And
he's a good narrator, too.
Is he? What's he done?
I forgot what I've seen him. He's narrated.
He did a space thing.
Yeah, about
he's
the,
so
yeah.
into space.
And
yeah.
and then he did, it, is he doing, are you talking about the Americas? Is that what
The Americas, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing that too. Yeah. So
you've seen a thing for that? I put the trailer up.
I haven't watched it, but I'm aware that he's the guy, yes.
Yeah. This, just because Toy Story, that's the only reason I'm doing this. I just want to get it out there. I've always said Jesse's my favorite character on Toy Story. And it looks like Toy Story 5 is going to be all about Jesse. It's not for like 2 years. Well, it's like a year. But Tim Allen is actually dropping some hints about this. Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. He gave us a little tidbit about Toy Story 5, which there are people who argue we did not need any more Toy Stories. Like the first three were a perfect set, even the first one.
That's what... Tarantino says.
Right.
He says that the best three or the best whatever you call it, trilogy is Toy Story, and then they ruined it and made a fourth one.
Oh, they didn't ruin it. You know why? Because they introduced that puppet. I love that puppet and that creepy doll. Ugh.
Well, what he's talking about is as an artist, and what Disney is talking about is as a corporation that needs to print money.
Right.
We're going for 5 and hopefully 10.
Yeah. And Pixar, as a place that actually knows the value of an incredible story and manages to somehow, even though they have, you know, evil corporate overlords at Disney, they are still putting out quality material. And I'll give it to Disney.
They're
letting them. I'm only kidding.
They do great movies.
They do.
They're awesome.
And look at did you guys go and see Inside Out Part 2?
Of course we did.
And?
Inside Out Part 2 is... like one of the best, it should have won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year.
Right.
I loved it.
Better than the first one?
I wouldn't say better because the first one is but easily as good.
I think when you love characters and in a certain universe, and if you're continuing to do quality storylines, I'll watch all the ones you have. It's like when I hate when things end. You know, I want to be in that world. It's like, give me more Harry Potter. I'm going to watch that new show that they're putting together. Oh, I have casting on that too. Maybe I'll dig that up.
They have a moment in Inside Out 2 where actually a few moments where it's these friendships. They're your kid friendships, much like Luca and that like that kid friendship where they're playing and doing stuff. And it reminds you of summer with your best friend, Jason Sisko, where you're just up to it all day. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that movie, I loved it for that reason. And the similar thing in Inside Out 2, where they love hockey. They're playing hockey together, but there's going to be a change as high school's coming on. And that is introduced into these relationships and how they handle it. And what comes out of that is the movie. And it's tear-jerkingly great.
I'm already crying.
It's tear-jerkingly great. Like, beautiful.
So... I'm in for Toy Story 5. Tim says, I can tell you it's a lot about Jesse. Tom Hanks and I do, Woody and I do, real line. And there's an unbelievable opening scene with Buzz Lightyear's. And he actually put Buzz Lightyear's. I can give you that, but I can't give you much more. Not a typo.
Well, the Buzz Lightyear plays a big role in, is it two? In the introduction to Toy Story 2.
Yes.
It's that whole adventure in the train.
Yes.
Right? Is that the one?
And it's, you know, and I think what he's getting at here is that we're not just talking about the one Buzz Lightyear. There's an unlimited number of Buzz Lightyears. There's an unbelievable opening scene with Buzz Lightyears.
Cool.
It is not confirmed that Joan Cusack will return to voice Jessie, but why wouldn't she? Like, they got to have the same lady doing it. And Sarah McLachlan will, of course, have to sing all of her songs. Toy Story 5 hits theaters June 19th, 2026. We're about a year and change out. So if you're excited. Oh, what? Gene Hackman and Betsy Hackman used to leave notes for each other all around the house. And some of them seem old, and they're really cute and sweet. And that's the whole story on that. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
We may need a responsible party to start tipping us off to the club.
I point, and sometimes you see, sometimes you don't.
Maybe you can just start, you know, throwing balls at the window right
what
there.
What does this thing do when
look,
I see?
There you go.
Can you hear me right now?
Yes.
Try this thing.
Oh, yeah. You could just click. Yeah. You could click, click, click. Just, you don't even have to say anything. Oh, yeah. I can hear that. Sure.
Boom. There's our new warning.
Okay, perfect. What's coming up?
Fast facts and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. The Instagram account, probably. It's more accurate, right? You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. I drive the Mach-E from Frontier Ford. Because I'm smart.
I heard that.
And now you can too with Ford's employee pricing for all. You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara.
That's a good deal.
Frontier Ford. All right, here's what's happening. Morning clouds. Should see some sun breaks later.
All right.
Today is, in fact, Good Friday, so some people are skipping the meat. It's Easter weekend and also Doobie Weed weekend.
We've really got it all going on this weekend.
There's a lot.
If only they could have made Earth Day this weekend.
I don't remember being as excited for Easter as my kids are.
Oh, really? A big basket of candy and a new stuffed animal? I was there for that.
Yeah, I don't remember being
loved it.
That into
and
it.
And we go to you get a new dress. You go to your grandma's house.
You got all that. You did all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And did you guys skip meat on Fridays, too?
I don't really remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we picked and chose, you know, which things worked for us as a
family. Went to church back then?
I went to church till I was 13.
Oh.
And I got confirmed and then went, it's up to me now? The answer is no.
Good Friday marks the day of Jesus' crucifixion and death on the cross.
And then Sunday is the resurrection?
Yeah. Easter, yes.
See? Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Oh, the Warriors play on Sunday in Houston at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vinny.
Fast facts. Actually, I take that back. I'll do the fast facts in just a second. Let me just read this real quick. So I did a story about Roblox and Discord. They're very popular gaming games. That are now being looked at by our government.
Okay.
The states checking into them are Florida and New Jersey, scrutinizing the popular video game apps Roblox and Discord over child safety concerns. And here are some of the texts we got.
All right.
Our son plays Roblox and we make him play in the same room with us so that we can watch and listen while he plays and work towards constant education about safety and appropriate behavior.
Because this stuff isn't going away.
No. I'm listening as my 11-year-old is next to me playing Roblox, and last week I watched him play the game you mentioned, where they throw a body down the mountain to break bones.
Mm, fun.
I created my own account to play the game and see it for myself. Very eye-opening. Speaking of, what is the name of the Netflix show Maddie was telling us about? I need to watch that.
It's called Bad Influence, and it is on, if you go to our Facebook page, the trailer's there.
Okay, Bad Influence, and it's about...
kid influencers they kind of focus on one in particular and like just that whole industry. It'll make you never want to watch a kid YouTube
or let your kid be a YouTube kid.
I mentioned that they seem to call the games they're playing obbies. 408 says, Vinny, obby equals obstacle. Susan in San Jose.
Oh.
So another one wrote, obby means obstacle course in video games. So that's what they're
so
up to.
Each one is an obby.
Right. Well,
and do they have a similar feel, all these games?
I don't play them. Okay. I watch when my kids are doing them. I've listened to them watch YouTube personalities play obbies.
Oh, oh.
And then you're listening to them go, don't go in there. Oh, no, run. Like, that is what they're doing. They watch video games like their sports.
Because they are.
I mean.
E-gaming's a huge. Yeah.
I know.
Huge industry,
and that, I understand. But that's, I mean, to me.
Sports are physical.
I'm of a generation.
Not just thumbable.
That is not sports. That's a.
It's thumb sports.
But I realize for there to be an entire industry of people making videos of them playing games and they're making a fortune on them.
Yep.
Someone takes it more seriously than I do.
Clearly, right?
Maybe a few someones. Anyway.
85 million someones.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's people are using Roblox. And again, they're in San Mateo.
Hello, so, Roblox.
And they're getting a look from the government. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, good luck. I'm sure they're prepared for it, right? Doesn't everybody have a legal team these days?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, back to our fast facts.
Okay, fast facts.
Penguins.
Oh, people love penguins. You meet those penguin people, you know?
Penguins have knees. Their legs just look super short because most of their leg bones are covered in feathers. But they have knees.
Incredible.
If you looked up their feather skirt, you'd see.
Oh, sure, right.
That they have.
Maybe if you just put your fingers into their feather skirt and felt around. Oh, what's going on here?
Well, that seems like a, I mean,
well, they're only penguins. They're like, oh, I'm getting a knee massage.
I felt I was on a ledge there with the whole look up their skirt. Now you're just reaching up there.
It's feathers. I'm just going to reach in.
HR?
Yeah, HR.
They are not here to defend penguins. I'm going to have my way with that penguin.
You need to retake your little quiz.
Yeah, I don't do those. I'm a contractor.
The company Nokia was named after a city, Nokia, Finland.
Oh, it's a great name. Nokia.
I guess.
I'm just, you know, vaguely Scandinavian sounding.
Easter, as I mentioned, is Sunday. There will be Easter egg hunts. Do you get in on the Easter egg hunt? I know your kids are grown now and they live in New York and they're busy partying, but.
No. In fact, we got invited to some Easter thing and I just, I don't do that. No, thanks.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A poll found more than half of grown people want to get in on the Easter egg hunt.
Why, though?
Because it looks fun and the kids are into it, but they want to be part of it, too.
Yeah, my kids, they love that stuff. It's so, so super fun. Sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, they're so dumb. It's sitting right there. Why don't you just pick that thing up, little dumb kid? I get frustrated at kids.
I still have I'm still very much a kid at heart. There are things where I say to myself, that's for my kids. That's not for me.
So you're not shoving kids out of the way to try to get an egg.
Trying to get in on that.
I am.
Oh my God.
We're doing it at my church, Christ Church Episcopal in Alameda, and I'll be stalking the children.
Do they even let you
that's
have a basket?
That's not a sentence that you want to say.
Take that out and post.
And I will be following. Doesn't sound good either.
Also not good.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch it.
I'm going to stand on the sidelines and watch children have fun.
Go
doing
kids.
Children things.
62% of adults wish the Easter Bunny would bring them a basket too. I don't know where it happens that the Easter Bunny forgets them, but.
Could it be filled with things that I can use, like a new mug and some coffee, maybe some.
You need a new swimsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put that in there. Maybe some water wings,
some pickles.
Little floaties. Nickels. I would like
pickles.
I was gonna say I'll take a roll of nickels and a pillowcase.
Oh my God!
What's with you?
I don't know.
You're very anti-Easter.
I'm not going to take out my Easter on somebody with a bag of nickels.
People are very into the candy this time of year. We consume 90 million chocolate bunnies for Easter each year, 16 billion jelly beans, and 1.5 billion peeps.
Wow. We love sugar.
It is a thing. I just struggled with, because I had a birthday not long ago, and they got me carrot cake. And I've been like, I'm going to have to eat that thing.
Yeah.
I just have to. Yes. When do I have carrot cake around?
Only on your birthday. So once a year, you eat the whole cake.
So yesterday, well, it did end up, I didn't finish it entirely, but I did in fact go, okay, this has to go in the trash now.
Oh.
It has to go in the trash in a way that it can't be dug out of there either.
So you got to dump some coffee grounds on top of it.
Put some crap on it just to make sure that I didn't dig in there later.
Because
I am known for that.
Yeah. Well, you just look in and you go, I can probably scrape that part off and it's not sitting in anything wet.
Oh, it goes all the way back to the bottle I threw away or the ciggies I said I'm not. This is the last one and these are trash. And 2 hours later, I'm trying to put some of those back
together.
Right. Oh. It's addiction. What a party.
So fun.
Anyway, cake is in the trash, Sarah.
Oh. How big was the cake?
It was a normal sized cake.
And you say you still after 5 days, is it because Isla can't eat it? And
no, they actually went to our beach pad for a few days, the last couple. And so they were there. And I was home working and playing guitar really loud. And it was terrible.
I know. You probably hated it, being alone.
And eating. I ate my sandwich yesterday that I got from New Leaf.
Ding, ding, shame.
Get this sandwich.
You got a deli there? You just go in and tell me you want?
Whatever. I get a couple things, and then while they're making it, and then I pick it up. And I got my sandwich. I got home. I had my lunch at 2 p.m.
Oh.
I had my cake, the last of what I was allowing myself of the cake, at like 2:30. Threw that away and was done until morning.
Yeah.
Didn't eat again.
That's the way. The sooner you can finish eating for the day, the better.
And I had that just a little hunger belly as I climbed into bed.
Which is what you want.
Right.
Yeah. You want your body to be eating itself while you sleep.
Easter Sunday, this coming 4/20, is the most popular church day of the year. And that is right. I will see you there.
Yeah.
At church this Sunday.
Jesus, Mike, it would be a good day for him to come back, like on his anniversary.
Christmas Eve is next, and then Mother's Day is the other.
Oh, Mother's Day? Really?
Like, well, Mom wants you to come with her. Come with me. All right, Ma.
Oh, I was going to make you cupcakes. See you soon.
You don't want to?
No.
Oh.
My mom's never asked me to do that, though.
When's the last time you can remember being in a church other than for a wedding?
Oh, never. I can't even remember it. I've blocked all the memories of it. I'm just, you know, on the road to recovery. Yeah, I don't go. Well, I mean, I'm not going to try and convert anyone, but I'm a full-on atheist. Like, I go in there and I just start laughing at, like, the dumb stuff.
Oh,
that's so stupid. But see, that's why I don't even want to talk about it. It's just, I don't.
It's good that you don't go. Right. You're right.
I want to be in there laughing at your dumb stuff.
I'm kneeling in prayer here. Please stop laughing.
Oh my God. That looks totally like a normal thing to do.
Let this one in.
Yikes.
Just don't invite me in.
Where are the lightning strikes?
Get the ushers. Get her out of here.
Don't worry. There's no one up there who cares about that. Anyway, back to you.
Right. The most overpriced menu items.
Okay.
This is interesting just from the standpoint that you do go to a restaurant and you might order something like an egg dish. And even though the national average of eggs is way up, a 3-egg omelet with some potatoes will probably run you over $20 in a restaurant. And yet that's all profit for them. When you think of what 3 eggs divides up to out of that
and
dozen.
And potatoes. You can get a giant sack of potatoes.
It's really, really.
They got to keep the lights on. They got to pay the cook. There's all kinds of overhead.
I like a good egg plate when I go to a restaurant.
I don't have to clean up afterward.
And if you get the potatoes right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a place in Encinitas where I used to live called the Potato Shack. and it's known.
Potato Shack.
It is widely known if you go there or if you're in the area.
So they better have good potatoes
there. That's the, yeah, well, then they do. And that is the breakfast place where you're, if you're in town and you're driving by and you look down the street and go, okay, what the F is going on down there?
Is it just a breakfast place and they have like the one kind of home fries, or is it like multiple kind? Like, do they also have some baked potatoes, some mashed potatoes?
I would guess they have a variety, but I've only ever been there for, they probably stay open through lunch, like a brunch thing or whatever. But I only went for breakfast and we only always got the same thing and it was always excellent. And you just put some of that salsa on some stuff and...
Oh, God, you make me so hungry right now.
Yeah, me too.
So good. Anyway, egg dishes.
I'm going to make omelets with home fries today. That'll be good.
For dinner?
For dinner.
Oh, someone wrote in and asked, how is John getting in the hot tub with a cast?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a cast on. He's in a boot. He's in a boot. They said there's no point. They said, if you will take it easy, you can be in a boot.
It's so all, the block bone.
This little cuboid bone is, there's no way to isolate it or whatever. He could still... he can get in.
But it doesn't sound like he's taking it easy if he's, you know.
No, he's
doing stuff to you in the hot tub. You know, he's got to get some leverage.
He's not taking it easy. He's not taking it easy.
You know, I think
five
of that
today,
too.
He's all, yelp, yelp.
The leverage thing. You're using your feet. It's part of the.
Oh, you don't know what's going on.
No, I do. I'm just trying to tell you. I mean, you've got to, you know. You know,
please explain it to me.
No, I can't.
It turns out I don't know.
You got to get some leverage.
That's not what's happening in the hot tub.
What is happening in the hot tub then?
Absolutely nothing. Stop asking me questions about it.
Chips and salsa. They don't charge for that. Oh, they say this used to be free at every Mexican restaurant. And now you see places charging for it. That's not an automatic?
Some places it is.
Yeah, I don't have still a place near my Mexican house. Restaurant, so yeah, I don't.
We have a cute place right near us, and they still will put that down. But you get the one, once you've had your one free set, they're not refilling that for you. You got to ask for it, and then it's like, whatever, $4.99 for more chips and salsa. Because they want you to buy, people will go in there, the kids by the high school. So you know the kids would just go in there and be like, we're here, give me a Coke and bring on the free chips and salsa.
Well, I mean, your kids, that's a tradition.
Right. I've squeezed the most out of any restaurant you possibly can.
I've absolutely gone into a Mexican restaurant and gone, I'll have the extra cheese. And they're like, on what? Just that.
On a plate,
if
please.
You could just get me that.
Is that 25 cents more for the extra cheese?
But that's, I have a, you know.
Yes.
Or you go and you,
this is what I've got, a quarter. Tell me what I can have.
I'll have bread and butter. And
nope,
just that, please. Wedge salads, baked potatoes, pancakes make the list of the most overpriced menu items.
Mm.
Also wine. They say the secret is just to drink before you go out to eat. Okay. No, what are you, alcoholics? I mean, that's a me thing. That's not a normal people thing.
It is. I swear to God, John and I, we never go out to eat anymore, or like very rarely, because I'm so over paying the prices that are happening these days. I'm like, I can make a better drink than this at my house. Why am I going to pay you $19 for this? For a cocktail. It's a vodka soda in a short glass, $19. No, thanks. It's all right. Nope.
510 says, born and raised in Encinitas, and the Potato Shack was the best hangover breakfast ever.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Next year, request just a cake square from the local store. I need to do that because of the whole cake. And then they left. And there I was. And I seem to think like the diet version of eating a big piece of cake is to eat it at 2 instead of at 6.
So they're on vacation this week.
They are.
They were on vacation.
The kids are, they're off, yes, as a matter of fact.
So was it more just like either I'm going to the apartment or you guys are going to the apartment?
No, not at all. They wanted to go to the beach so that they could wake up at the beach and hang in the, so they went out
over to the water,
looked for a sea glass and swam, and mom took pictures, and then they did all the stuff. Went to the Boardwalk.
Did they come get you for dinner or anything?
No,
nope. He just left you alone.
I just played guitar and then went to bed early each night. It was gloriously lonely.
I saw the wink. Don't worry.
There's no wink.
What? Of course there isn't.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, oops. That wasn't supposed to be seen by the world in this picture I just posted to Instagram.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.